wicked cold.
It feels like 25 degrees below.
Standing pat.
The president's absolutely determined to build a steel barrier.
As shutdown heads into second month.
Three words to the president. Open the government.
41 years old and Super Bowl bound again.
I don't know, man. I'm tired. That was a hell of a game.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. From the Midwest to the Northeast, there is bone-chilling cold this morning. Kevin Brown was waiting for a bus in Philadelphia where the wind chills 14 below.
I have on two sets of thermals, a big coat, and some big jeans, and I got on some sturdy winter boots here. You know, if you're going to be out here, it's best to bundle up as best you can.
Well, CBS's Omar Villafranca is in frigid Vermont, where the deep cold follows a major snowstorm.
It is negative 11 degrees here in Killington, Vermont. Wind chill negative 31. It feels like all of those negative 31. As a matter of fact, we tried to go to the top of the Killington Peak, but the folks here at the ski resort told us their snow cats froze.
WCBS TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
Right now, Norfolk, Virginia is 42 degrees colder than they were yesterday at this point in time. Up and down the eastern seaboard, your temperatures are running anywhere from, say, 25 to almost 50 degrees colder than yesterday.
There are more than 200 flight cancellations because of the cold and snow. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at BWI Airport this morning with more on how the partial government shutdown is affecting flyers.
Nationwide, TSA sick calls hit their highest point Saturday at 8% of the workforce. Still, almost 94% of the 1.6 million passengers that flew Saturday were cleared in 15 minutes or less. But the TSA is experiencing acute staffing shortages at major airports in New York, Atlanta, Chicago, and Miami.
The partial shutdown is a month old, and Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett has the latest on the battle over border wall funding.
The White House wall language is softening from this campaign roar.
We're going to build a wall, folks. Precast concrete, going very high.
To this downsized description.
This is not a 2,000-mile concrete structure from sea to sea. These are steel barriers in high priority locations.
And while the White House is using lofty language to sell the deal.
One of my favorite quotes from Dr. King was, "Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy." That's exactly what President Trump is calling on the Congress to do.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the plan a non-starter. Democrats who doubt the president's plan could pass the House or Senate appear unwilling to budge.
Offering some of those protections that he took away back in exchange for the wall is not a compromise, but hostage taking.
California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris says she's running for president. She was on ABC's Good Morning America.
The day we celebrate Dr. King is a very special day for all of us as Americans, and I'm honored to be able to make my announcement on the day that we commemorate him.
Harris is 54 years old and a former California Attorney General. Even when things go well, a flight from Newark to Hong Kong is 16 long hours. In so many ways, things did not go well on a United flight on that run over the weekend. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
First, a medical emergency forced the plane to land at Goose Bay Airport in Canada's Newfoundland.
Everyone was very understanding.
But then it appears the sub-zero temperatures caused a door to freeze. United promised a relief plane was on its way.
They did come 12 hours late.
12 hours on an unheated plane.
It's been cold. It's been hungry.
Then, on the new plane,
we asked for food and they said, well, there's no food.
One passenger tweeting, "It's been a long, long, long long day." Vicky Barker, CBS News.
A new caravan of 1,800 Central Americans is making its way toward the U.S. southern border. CBS's Adriana Diaz is on the Mexican side of a bridge where migrants enter from Guatemala.
The migrants are camped out here as far as you can see on this bridge. They're waiting to be officially registered by the Mexican government in a new process that just started a week ago. What happens is when people arrive, they receive wristbands to register them. Their identity is verified. And then 5 days later, they can receive humanitarian visas, allowing them to stay in Mexico for a year to work and to live.
Well, there's new context to the viral video showdown in Washington showing Native American activists and young people in Make America Great hats. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
This viral video of high school boys surrounding Native American activist Nathan Phillips, who stoically beat his drum, caused outrage. But a different video surfaced Sunday that showed what happened before the encounter.
You little dirty crackers, your day coming. Your day coming.
when a radical group of protesters caught black Hebrew Israelites taunted the boys for more than an hour with racist and homophobic abuse.
Well, quite a sight in the sky, a rare lunar eclipse called a super blood wolf moon. KPIX-TV's Jose Vasquez saw it with kids in California's Bay Area.
The spectacle goes by several names. We called it the peekaboo moon because it kept appearing.
Bye! Bye-bye!
And then disappearing behind the clouds.
Oh, I think I saw some of red. You see a little red?
Yeah. The moon was visible, off and on, for about 2 hours, and then it was gone.
From controversial calls by officials, even a blown call in New Orleans, to last-second dramatics, yesterday's conference title games in the National Football League had it all.
It was one of the greatest days in NFL history as both conference championship games went into overtime. In the first game,
the kick is good! Rams win it!
The call on Fox, the LA Rams overcame an early 13-0 deficit to beat the New Orleans Saints. In the second game,
to the end zone! Hello, Super Bowl, New England!
That call on CBS Sports as the New England Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs. So it will be the Rams and Patriots in a Super Bowl rematch. The two teams played each other in 2002. That game was won by New England. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Nominations are out for the tongue-in-cheek Razzie Awards to celebrate Hollywood's worst. Four films got six nominations, including Gotti and Holmes and Watson. Among the nominees for Worst Actor, President Trump, seen in Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 11-9. Watching yesterday's NFL games, plenty of fans were irate with the refs. It happens at all levels of sports, and it's a job few people want.
High school sports leagues are having a tough time getting and keeping referees. 80% of new refs quit within 2 years. Bernard Childress heads up the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association.
The number one reason they give for not continuing is they don't want to be harassed anymore by adults. That's a sad commentary.
A referee shortage in Tennessee has caused some schools to reschedule or even cancel games. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The former CIA officer who helped get six U.S. diplomats out of Iran in 1980 has died at 78. Tony Mendez was played by Ben Affleck in the film that won the Oscar in 2013, Argo. Affleck tweeted that Mendez was a true American hero who never sought the spotlight and only wanted to serve his country. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.